Hello and welcome again to the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast from Sheffield Hallam University. My name is Andrew Middleton, and in this episode I demonstrate how podcasting can be used for building a pool of book reviews. This student activity should encourage students to read and reflect upon the literature available to them. By developing a pool or a collection of audiobook reviews, students are making a contribution not only to a resource used by their peers, but a resource that might be useful to those that follow in subsequent years. So, what does an audiobook review look like? I thought I'd have a go at doing one. My guiding principles were that it should be short, less than 2 minutes, and provide information about the book and its stated aims. It should indicate the scope of the book, consider why it attracted the reviewer in the first place, and provide one or two quotes and comment on the style of the writer. So this is my attempt at a model audiobook review. This book review considers Writing for Broadcast Journalists by Rick Thompson, published by Routledge in 2005. It is part of their Media Skills series and weighs in at 182 pages. Writing for Broadcast Journalists sets out to guide readers through the differences between written and spoken language. My reason for reading this was to help me consider scripting techniques for podcast production. I've attempted to script podcasts before and have become aware that creating a readable script is not as simple as I had imagined. Rick Thompson's background is in broadcast journalism. He has held senior editorial positions in BBC News, where he has worked in both television and radio. As might be expected, I found the book very accessible. He has a fluent writing style that works well in print. Writing for Broadcast Journalists is targeted at media students considering a career in broadcast journalism, and so parts of the books were less relevant for me. However, for those students, he covers the art of writing news scripts and how these have to fit in with the techniques and constraints of broadcasting teams. He also compares differences between television and radio scripting and presentation. Most of the book, however, considers the use of language for the spoken word. This was exactly what I needed. He discusses how the rhythm of speech is different to the written word, and how informal language is often better in audio texts. Thompson advises that in broadcast journalism, the first sentence is interest, the second sentence must inform. Discussing style, he says, remember that many people in your audience may be listening a little casually. Presenting them with one idea at a time makes it much easier to follow. Try dropping in a few full stops. He has all sorts of tips, and many of these are supported with examples from the BBC, ITV and other media organisations. The book concludes with a substantial appendix of dangerous words, an extensive list of words, phrases and clichés that are sure to upset the pedantic listener. I thoroughly recommend this book for anyone involved in scripting media, whether this is for broadcast journalism or not. Well, I don't know what you rate of my audiobook review, but I think it sort of covered it, the sort of territory that I felt would be useful for someone listening to a review of a book rather than reading it. Anyway, if you have any ideas for future podcasts in this series, then give me a shout at lta-podcast@shu.ac.uk. Or visit the show notes website, where I'll put more information about this book and possibly a copy of this script. And that can be found at http://ltapodcast.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening.